You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
You are about to hear the most interesting, informative, thought-provoking, opinion-leading, and funny show in America, on air and on the World Wide Web. This is The Rob Carson Show.
This is The Rob Carson Show. Welcome to a Thursday edition, and this certainly changed the show schedule. New headline, ladies and gentlemen.
Just moments ago, NBC News confirmed that O.J. Simpson has died at the age of 76 following a battle with cancer. The former football great rose to infamy following the 1994 slayings of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson.
Yeah, I wonder who did that.
And her friend, Ron Goldman. He was accused of the murders, but ultimately acquitted following a lengthy trial. Simpson's family released a statement on social media today, yes, reading in part, "Our father, Orenthal James Simpson, succumbed to his battle with cancer. He was surrounded."
I'm hoping that Ron Goldman kicks his ass. Now, actually, no, I wouldn't, because OJ's not going to heaven.
Surrounded by his children and his grandchildren, and we're told that he died yesterday. NBC's Cynthia McFadden covered the O.J. Simpson trial extensively.
Yeah, I remember that. It was pretty wild. It must be kind of strange to be a Gen Zer right now when the O.J. trial was, in your history books. You might have been taught about it, actually. It's interesting to be on the planet long enough to remember something as it happened. I was in my second job out of college. I was working in Springfield, Illinois. I'm sorry, hell on earth. I mean, Illinois. Oh, I always screw that up. But anyway, I was doing radio there when it broke. And this is like the first example of, this happened not too long after the Rodney King beating. And thank God the justice system in this country has moved beyond this whole race thing. No, it's still being used. But this was kind of the first time that, cops, racist, it happened with Rodney King and O.J. Simpson obviously killed his wife and Ron Goldman. Please give me a friggin' break. But anyway, it was the first time that racism essentially got a guy who was obviously guilty of a crime. Now, I'm not saying this is a metaphor for anything, but clearly there are police in jail in Minneapolis because everybody was convinced that George Floyd died at the hands of police officers, and he didn't happen. He had fentanyl in his system. He died of a heart attack. But anyway, there you go. There you go. O.J. Simpson is dead. And, I don't really know what else to say about it except for whatever. I'm not going to say rest in peace. I don't want him to rest in peace. It was the infancy of, for those of you who are, again, Gen Zs who and you millennials, you're probably in elementary school when it happened. But it's the first time that DNA was kind of in its infancy. I believe around 92, 93, DNA started being used. But O.J. Simpson's blood was everywhere. It was inside the Bronco. He had the Bruno Mali. I remember all this crap, man. The Bruno Mali shoes and the shoe prints were there, and he had a slice on his hand. It was kind of like the slice you'd have with a glove that you wore to murder your wife and her, friend who brought her some sunglasses she left at the restaurant. And then we also learned that if you soak leather goods in liquids like blood or water, they shrink up. It is just kind of bizarre. Kind of bizarre. The whole story was, and I heard, unfortunately, he in his last moments, he was trying to say who the real killers were. And then it stopped. And then the people were laying there and noticing that both of his index fingers were pointed right at his face. So nobody, I don't know. We're still trying to figure that out. But O.J. Simpson is gone. And, I realize it is not unchristian. It is unchristian of me to not pray for him and all of that. But most of us go to the grave without having murdered two people. So, you know, there's that. There is that. He said, by the way, he was going to pursue the rest of his life, which was 28 years after he murdered his wife and her friend, Ron Goldman, a young man who could have had a full life, would have been about my age right about now, maybe had kids, you know, maybe, who knows, maybe even grandchildren. But you see, he didn't, because he was murdered by O.J. Simpson. And there you go. It is strange, though, to be alive and around enough that you remember something that happened 30 years ago vividly, and your kids look at it as something in the history books. It's bizarre. It is bizarre. For instance, 9/11. My son was 18 months old when 9/11 happened. He remembers it granularly. My daughter, it's like Pearl Harbor was to me and my dad. You know, it's like I it was terrible and all that, but I can't relate to the horror you felt, because, you know, it was at least 24 years before I was born. So anyway, O.J. Simpson is dead. If you want to talk about it, I don't even care. 800-922-6680. You know,
captivated.
I'm sure somebody cared about him, but it wasn't me, because, you know, he murdered those people and everything. Let's see what. Just a real quick. I have a red alert. Red alert for you Republicans out there. And I'm not using red alert because I believe that the Republican Party is red. The Democrat Party is red. Communism is red. But this is a red alert. Our secret is out. And this includes everybody, black, white, everybody who is Republican. The secret is out. Whoopi has figured it out. This is a red alert. They know we want to bring back slavery.
Take a look at the things that they're rolling back. Mm. Remember I said ages ago, you know, they, in their minds, they want to bring slavery back. They're okay.
There you go. There you go. So they know now that we want to bring back slavery. Even though we were the party that was created to stop slavery, and hundreds and thousands of our troops, Union troops, died defeating the South to end slavery, but she's figured it out that we want Donald Trump in office because we want to resume slavery.
With it, because, you see, things change. You know, one of the good things about the Supreme
Court... Real quick, I want to mention something here. If you are giving any telltale signs that you want to see slavery reestablished in this country, I would ask that you cease immediately. You know, the FBI is tracking purchases. They're going to Bass Pro and to Cabela's and all that. But also, they might be going to Lowe's and Home Depot to see if you're ordering chains. You know, maybe shackles on Amazon. Some people are into that. I don't even know. I'm not personally. If you are considering adopting a bloodhound from the SPCA, you might want to stop all of that, because the FBI could figure out that you and I want to bring back slavery.
What is, you can fight to make sure you make stuff better. You don't generally fight.
Oh, she just throws a wrench in our evil plans as members of the GOP to bring back the slavery and everything. Son of a gun. Curses. Ugh. What else? What else are the Democrats panic-mongering about and fear-mongering about? Well, let's just listen to a little montage, shall we? A little montage of all the things that are going to be ushered in if Donald Trump becomes the president, including, again, slavery.
My predecessor and his MAGA friends want to, I love the phrase, the language they use, they want to terminate the Affordable Care Act. Terminate. Well, guess what? Killing millions of Americans, take them off of health care.
Oh, they know that we want to kill millions of Americans. Ugh.
Take a look at the things that they're rolling back. Mm. Remember I said ages ago, you know, in their minds, they want to bring slavery back.
Again, the slavery.
Donald Trump uses phrases like, you're going to eviscerate the Constitution. He's going to be a dictator on day one.
If it's a Trump reelection,
yes.
Zelensky has legitimate reason to be concerned.
Okay. My sense is Donald Trump would hand the keys over to Putin. Why fight when...
No, he knows about the keys. Dang it!
And just get the keys from a new American president.
Recent reports that if reelected, Trump will seek to retaliate against his political opponents as well.
Donald Trump will sign a national abortion ban into law if he is elected president and Republicans control the Congress.
That's kind of weird because he said the other day he was going to leave it up to the states, which is exactly what happened, which is why he put those Supreme Court justices on the Supreme Court who were conservative so they could return the issue of abortion to the states. But I guess he's been lying to us like Joe Biden does.
Build on infrastructure, on bringing high-tech manufacturing back to the United States, on a clean energy revolution. That'll all stop if Donald Trump gets reelected as president.
Do you believe if Donald Trump were elected next year that he would try to stay in office beyond a second term?
Yeah.
He would never leave office?
There's no question.
You think he would try to stay in power forever?
Absolutely.
Yeah, probably knows about our plot to put kittens in bags and throw them into the river. And all of these things that we're going to do. Or maybe we're just going to make America stop sucking so badly like Joe Biden has made it with the inflation and the open border and the fentanyl and the possibility of a war in the Middle East and, the war in Ukraine and, I can go on fentanyl, I mentioned, and all that. You know, or we're just trying to make the country better and return to its foundings and make sure that everybody gets a shot and make sure that, you're able to pay your bills, and make sure that inflation is under control and make sure that the deep state isn't spying on you and shutting down your ability to speak freely. Oh, by the way, Democrats are the only people who are in favor of slavery. Because they're the ones who have allowed 85,000 children to disappear after being brought across our southern border. And many of those kids are being enslaved, either sex trafficking, slaves to drug mules, working off their debt, some of them working in slaughterhouses and other places. So I'd say the Democrat Party is a little more down with slavery. Oh, and then they also have that history of being the party of slavery, Jim Crow, Great Society, Margaret Sanger, all of that. All of that. And I think a lot of people are kind of getting it. A lot of people are kind of understanding it. Like this guy. I've been playing this guy for a while. This guy out of Baltimore. Listen to what he had to say because he realizes that maybe Whoopi Goldberg might be lying. I could be wrong, but here he is.
You pay me to vote for a Democrat. Local, state, federal elections. I don't care what it is. You couldn't pay me to vote for one. You know why? Because they know that we, and I mean people whose skin color look like mine, they know that we vote party over interest. So after we vote, what do? They don't need us for anything. That's what they do. Year after year after year.
They leave money on the dresser the day after the election day. Who said that?
Here, I'm from Baltimore, and I go home at least twice a year to see family. Same abandoned home.
Wow.
Same crime rate.
Uh-huh.
We haven't had a Republican mayor since the 60s. And look at our environment.
Yeah, it's pretty bad, pretty bad. And then listen to this woman talking about the abortion, because, 60 million babies were aborted since Roe v. Wade, and a very good share of them just happened to be black children, because Margaret Sanger, the creator of Planned Parenthood, a Democrat, by the way, and they give away annual awards, the Margaret Sanger Award, to powerful women. She was a dedicated eugenist. She wanted the handicapped killed, kids with Down syndrome. Hey, way to go, Planned Parenthood. And, of course, minorities.
They don't got abortion clinics at the border. They're telling us, as American women, specifically black American women, we need to abort our children. But if you coming across the border with your baby, come to the land of milk and honey.
Yeah.
The great land of opportunity. We'll take care of you.
It's like they don't even care about black people.
Joe Biden even said, I'll give illegal immigrants coming across the border $400,000.
It's like they want them to be killed before they're born. And when they're born, they just want them to live in poverty and be uneducated in major cities in the country.
$1 a piece. Can you imagine if they were to go to that black single mother living in the hood, not even $400,000, offer $4,000.
I think we kind of understand why Whoopi Goldberg is saying idiotic things like Republicans going to bring back slavery. It's about distraction. It's about panic. It's about they can't believe that the people they've been able to snow for so long are finally seeing the light, and there's a great awakening happening in this country. And so what are they doing? They're dying like movie vampires. I said that. The Democrats, when they die like movie vampires, and their agenda, their Marxist wet dream of the class of 1968 is going up in flames, and so they're lashing out, trying to claw us all into hell with them. It's really a good day to be alive. It really is. I mean, you know, because of the Great Awakening and, you know, O.J. Simpson's not around anymore. I know that's very unchristian of me. I shouldn't say it. But, you know, whatever. Here's the number, 800-922-6680. Yesterday, a tale of two candidates. One candidate who had to read note cards you could actually read in the reflection of his glasses. He speaks off a script. And then another guy who goes to a Chick-fil-A and is embraced by loving masses. That's coming up. This is the Rob Carson Show. Hey guys, it's Carson. You know, everybody knows the next medical crisis just around the corner, whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something more mundane like a tick bite, you and your family need to be prepared. That's where the Wellness Company comes in. The Wellness Company and their doctors are medical professionals that you can trust, and their new medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy. Be ready for anything. This medical emergency kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications, including ivermectin and Z-Pak. From anthrax to tick bites to COVID, even a bioweapon like a plague, the Wellness Company medical emergency kit is exactly what you need to have on hand to be prepared. Rest assured knowing that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, antiparasitics on hand to make sure you and your family are safe from whatever the globalists throw at us next. Go to www.twc.health/Carson. Again, twc.health/Carson today and order. That's twc.health/Carson and use the promo code Carson to save 10%.
The Rob Carson Show podcast is everywhere. Go to Newsmax.com/listen for details.
Again, to all of you who are considering voting for Donald Trump, no matter what your color, remember, Whoopi Goldberg knows we want to bring back slavery. So ixnay on the Avery sleigh. Okay, no talking about it. No ordering the whips and chains and all that you're going to do, and the bloodhounds and all that. They're on to us. They're on to us. The party that actually literally was created to end slavery, and hundreds of thousands of men died. None of them owned slaves. They died. They fought. They walked their lives maimed and injured for the rest of their lives to get rid of slavery. But Whoopi has figured it out. We want to bring back slavery. Gosh darn it. Oh, the perfect plan that we had. I mean, we had a spare bedroom downstairs. And I was ready to make that into a slave quarters. Son of a gun. Now what does it have to go back to being a spare bedroom, I guess. Let's go to Dan in Emmitsburg. Hello there, Dan. Welcome to the Rob Carson Show.
Rob, I just tilled up my garden and I bought chain link fences to put around it so the deer don't get it. And I'm terrified that now I guess the FBI might be knocking on my door.
Yeah, but, I know. We were planning on it, bro. I mean, Dan, we could have had a great life with all those slaves that we wanted to get with Donald Trump being in office and everything.
Just incredible insanity from the left.
I know,
but
bro.
I'm pretty sure I attribute it to you, and I'm pretty sure you coined it, but I think that the hillbillies and the homeboys are coming together at this point. I think it's finally happening, and I think there's going to be not the red wave that we were looking for might finally happen. Other thing I want to say on the topic of slavery, after because I'm in the Maryland area, after the Francis Scott Key Bridge fell down, they're thinking about renaming it. The guy who fought against slavery despite owning slaves, fought for their freedom, and wrote our national anthem. They want to rename it after some no-name senator in Maryland. It's
yeah,
insane.
Yeah. Well, I think it should be the Transgender Bridge of Visibility. I think it should be that, Dan.
Excuse me, Black Transgender Bridge of Visibility.
I swear to God. No, you know what, Dan? This is about, like I said, and by the way, I do say hillbillies, homeboys, and Hebrews. Democrats, Republicans, liberals, and conservatives, we are coming together to save our country. We are, Dan. But they're shrieking, they're lashing out, they're clawing, they're doing anything. What they're saying deserves nothing but derision and mockery, and that's what I'm here for, Dan, because any idiot who would say that the party of Lincoln wants to bring back slavery in 2024 deserves nothing, you know, more than just what I mentioned. It is ridiculous and stupid, and so I'm going to shred them. I'm going to shred them every day for their stupidity, Dan.
They already have slavery of the mind, and so that's exactly what it is. Only other thing I wanted to say is that Joe Biden, and obviously, you know, the puppet on the strings, I'm pretty sure I know who's running those strings, and he was a president for 8 years, and he derided Israel and upheld all of the brave Muslims. And a Muslim thing, a thing that Islam does, is they tear something down, like the Key Bridge, not saying it was a conspiracy, but they tear something down and they rename it. That's been everything they do. They tear down a church, they build a mosque, they rename the area. So
yes.
I'm just saying, I don't know if those strings are pulling to get that bridge changed, but I don't have my tinfoil hat on yet, but I'm about to put it on.
All right, Dan. Well, this is about the Maoist takeover of America. You have to rid the country of its history. You have to make the people ashamed of its history. And then you can wipe it away. Then you start tearing down the statues and burning the books. This is old school stuff, man. It's been around forever. This has been around forever, and it's textbook. And if you did any, you know, if people just would pay attention, they'd realize, you know, words like disinformation were created by Joseph Stalin. You know, tearing down a country's history, calling a country's past racist and this and that, that's Mao. That's a cultural revolution. And that's what we're witnessing here. And I think Americans are going, you know what? No, I think you're full of crap. I think it's actually a great place to live. I think we're very blessed because, you know, just go on the interweb and Google Indian children living on landfills who spend their entire lives digging for garbage to make a meager living. Do that or just, I don't know, growing up in Bangladesh. See how you feel about that. And then look at the greatness that has made our country the greatest engine of individual and economic liberty in the history of mankind. Let's take a break and come back. This, my friends, is the Rob Carson Show.
Take a look at the things that they're rolling back. Mm. Remember I said ages ago, you know, in their minds, they want to bring slavery back.
There you go. She's got it, man. Whoopi Goldberg has us figured it out. We want to bring back slavery. The cat's out of the bag. It's Jim Gossett.
There are folks in this world like Al Sharpton who make everything about race.
Yeah, the Democrat Party.
Who get a pass from the media. Criticism we never face. I have been a race baiter. It's made me a lot of dough.
That's a Democrat for you.
As well as an Israel hater.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just like old Sleepy Joe.
They don't like Dems either.
That's why I don't have any viewers.
I mean Jews.
That's why my ratings are low. But they know that I'll cry racism if they cancel my TV show.
Nice $5,000 suit you got there, buddy.
Everyone is racist. Everyone I hate. Every time I say it, the Dems get quiet irate. Everyone is racist. Everyone but me. You will hear me say MSNBC.
Yeah, Whoopi says that the Republican Party wants to bring back slavery. It's kind of weird. Yesterday, Donald Trump went to a Chick-fil-A in the Atlanta area where he's being persecuted by a black DA who is a communist. Her dad was a communist, and she's a political apparatchik given orders from the White House to try to take down his presidential election. And he was in this Chick-fil-A, and the lion's share of the staff were people of color, and he was embraced. It's just crazy.
Yeah, can my friend Dom get in one too? She's fundraising.
Come on in.
Getting a picture taken with a black person.
Yeah!
He said, I want to get rid of Biden. They all cheered. There you go. A little bit more of Donald Trump at the Chick-fil-A yesterday. No matter what the media says, Mr. Trump, we're here to vote for you. That was a black person there.
Okay, 4 p.m.
They don't even know that we're going to enslave them.
Come here, let me give you a hug.
Oh, my God, he even gave her a hug. That's phenomenal here. Here's a little bit more of Donald Trump at a Chick-fil-A yesterday getting a hero's welcome. By the way, got a hero's welcome at the airport, too, by all the law enforcement and the fire department. They came out in mass to support Donald Trump because another group of people that Democrats hate are law enforcement.
Nice to see everybody.
How you doing, Trump?
I'm doing good.
I love you, man.
Good. You look good.
I love you.
Yep. That guy said, I love you, Trump.
Everybody having a good time?
There you go. Meanwhile, here is Joe Biden. You know, he's running neck and neck in the polls because, you know, he's so amazing. Here's Joe Biden yesterday talking. The Prime Minister of Japan was in town.
Prime Minister is going to travel to North Carolina tomorrow to visit that project. Don't stay. Don't stay. We need you back in Japan. They'll probably try to keep you. Our commitment to the defense of Japan under Article 5, including the Senkaku Islands, is unwavering.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. Thank you.
He went off script there.
Why didn't everybody holler at once? Elect me. I'm in the 20th century. 21st century.
There you go. There's that. That's the new slogan there. Let's hear it again.
Elect me. I'm in the 20th century. 21st century.
There it is. Elect Biden. He's in the 21st century. There you go. Put that on a bumper sticker. I don't know how you spell the dirin digging demur in the middle there, but you'll figure it out. Let's go to Gene in Baltimore. Gene, welcome to the Rob Carson Show. What's on your mind today?
Thank you, sir. Hey, you keep on them, Rob. Don't let them up, man. You got them under the water, just hold them down. But I run a steel truck up through Pennsylvania and Gettysburg, and I was telling the guys up there, I said, you know what? I said, all this things with changing names and pulling down statues, they're coming for your statues next. And the guy looked at me and said, you let them come.
Yes. Hey, Gene. You know, Gene. One of the best things. I lived in Germantown, Maryland, for about a dozen years, and when I needed solace, I would drive north about 45 miles to Gettysburg and walk the battlefields. And I don't know if you've done that, but it is haunting. It is haunting. And there's this big monument in the middle, and if you get the chance, sometimes it's open, sometimes it's not, you can climb up on top and you can look around. And I walked Little Round Top and Big Round Top, and I thought of the horror of what battle would have been like there, and death and injury would have been like then. And it is a spiritual thing that men would take up arms to save those who are enslaved, and they did. And I'm going to tell you, most of the people in both of those armies were so, you wouldn't even know poverty. They were from houses with dirt floors in them. And they would fight. They had hard scrabble lives. They had, if they were lucky, they had a smokehouse and they could raise some of their own animals and grow some of their own veggies. But otherwise, they lived mostly in poverty. But they saw enslaved men and they said, and women, by the way, and children, and they said, we are going to give our lives not only to save this union but to free those people. And I'm just sick of the crap. I'm sick of the trying to erase history. We went through the ultimate cleansing of a nation's soul with the Civil War with regard to slavery. And while we still had many, many faults since then, it was the Democrat Party who helped kept that legacy. They were the ones who came up with the KKK. They were the ones who authored the Jim Crow laws. They were the ones who were down with the Great Society that destroyed the black family. And I'm just done with it, Gene. I'm just done.
Me too, but
brother, I wouldn't, you know, do you walk around those fields? Do you get the chance to spend much time in Gettysburg?
Yeah, I'm usually in and out. I just go to welding shops and tool and die shops. But me and my wife is went up to Gettysburg, did the shops. We walked around on the battlefield, and I told her, I said, you don't know how much blood that's been dried on this field where we're walking across now.
Yes, sir. All right, bro. I appreciate it. I appreciate it. How many have died to get us here? And the left wants to erase history. The left wants to erase it all because they have a Marxist dream. They are the idiots who have if they want to erase history, they want to stop teaching history so they can move on to another iteration of failure, another Marxist failure, another Stalinist failure, another Maoist failure that ultimately will end in hundreds and millions of people in body pits. It has forever. That's why they erase history. That's why they do it. Because like with what in Tiananmen Square, they murdered thousands of people in Tiananmen Square, washed their bodies, their body parts into the storm drains and moved on. That's what the Democrat Party wants to do with our history. They want to erase our history, the positives, so they can and erase the negatives of socialism and communism, so they can usher in a new iteration of it. And it's been going on since the 1960s in this country, and America has it. We understand now, and that's why they're so desperate. That's why they say stupid crap like Whoopi Goldberg, we want to bring back slavery, and we hate black people, and we hate this and that. This is why people of color are going, you know what? I think you're full of crap, because look at our schools in Baltimore. Look at our schools in St. Louis. Look at East St. Louis, for Christ's sake. I mean, if you're in East St. Louis, I spent a lot of time in East St. Louis driving through it, fortunately, most of the time. It's been hell on earth for 50 years. You want to talk about Gary, Indiana, hellhole. You want to talk about New York City, a good share of New York City turning into a hellhole. Enough is enough is enough with Democrat nonsense. You had your chance. Now it's time for us to erase you from history. Let's go to Mike in Clear Lake City, Texas. How you doing there, buddy? Welcome to the show.
Hello. Say, I want to just Nikita Khrushchev, the former Soviet dictator, he said in order to truly conquer a people, you must first sever their roots. And we started doing that decades ago, but in the last few years, it is an overdrive.
Yes. That's what DEI is about. That's what CRT is all about. CRT is about rewriting history, claiming that everyone is racist. White people are racist. They are Nazis. They are white supremacists. You've got the FBI saying that the biggest threat to our country is white supremacy, for God's sake. It's ridiculous. And it's all part of a plan. And fortunately, this plan's been tried in a lot of other places, but no country with the first backed up by the Second Amendments. And I have a feeling we're going to put an end to it pretty quick. I appreciate it, bro. Let's go to Don in Severna Park. Hello there, Don. Welcome to the Rob Carson today.
Hey, Rob. I thank you for taking my call.
Also, yeah, bud.
I'd like to thank WCBM for allowing this moment of truth.
Okay.
Rob, I like the way you hurt me with the truth. Remember, if it don't fit, you must acquit.
Yes. Don, let me ask you this. Where were you and how old were you when the OJ trial happened?
Oh, let me see. I remember. I don't want to change history because then we won't be able to look back over our mistakes. And so we don't commit them over and over. But let's see.
Yeah.
I was following them down the highway on the TV for hours. I know that.
Yeah, okay. All right, bud. Well, listen, I appreciate your phone call. Yeah, thanks. I'm not sure exactly what your point was, but okay, cool. Whatever, you know. Whatever. Here is Joe Biden, the dear leader, yesterday. Did you see this? By the way, he is of sound mind and body, and he is an amazing human being. And honestly, in meetings and stuff, he's brilliant. He really, really is. And if you don't believe me, you can just ask Joe Scarborough. Joe Scarborough, he says that Joe Biden right now, and just enough with the talk of senility and dementia and all that, Joe Scarborough says that he is at his peak.
I think he's better than he's ever been intellectually, analytically, because he's been around for 50 years and... You know, I don't know if people know this or not. Biden used to be a hothead. Sometimes that Irishman
We're getting fucked.
Oh, there, and he uses a cliche about being Irish. I'm Irish too, by the way. I don't get angrier than anybody else. Sometimes I get pissed. Don't get me wrong, but I'm not. I just don't get all drunk and fight all the time. I know that's what Democrats think. Here's Joe Biden yesterday reading. He had literally all script all the time. No improvisation. No questions.
So we had a long discussion last, almost 2 weeks ago now. And the best way to reduce the chances of miscalculation and misunderstanding is number one. Number two, in our alliance we have with Japan is a purely defensive in nature. Third, for the next question, who do I call on next? Hang on a second. I got my list here.
He's looking for a question. Who he needs to call on?
Hang on. I apologize.
The people who have pre-screened questions who are just going to be reading them out loud like he's doing with his statement right now.
Really of AFP. And thus far, and it's tied to the hostages.
Top of his game.
There are a number of hostages that are being held by Hamas. And just yesterday, we're meeting with the vice president, our national security advisor, before that. And our American hostages as well.
Oh, there you go. That's guess we'll need some translation. This is a former White House doctor for Barack Obama and Donald Trump, Ronnie Jackson, talking about Joe Biden's brain.
He will not be the nominee. I can't see it happening. Can you imagine what this guy's going to look like 5 years from now at the end of another term? I can't even imagine. Most American people can't imagine what condition he would be in based on where he's already at. Everyone knows that America, that your life, that everything that surrounded you was so much better under Donald Trump than it is under Joe Biden. We need Donald Trump back. I mean, the American people are sick of this. They can't deal with it anymore. It's going to get worse. We're going to get into a war overseas.
What?
Our economy is dropping like a rock. I mean, inflation's up 3.5%, like you said. We're borrowing $100,000 right now. We're going to spend $1 trillion paying our interest on our debt this year, which is more than our defense budget, while China is just, cranking out ships and missiles and all kinds of, we are in trouble, Sean, and this man has led us down a path that's almost non-recoverable right now.
Yeah, but you know what? We have a lot of things to be optimistic about, like the fact that this woman is the vice president.
It's important to see that, the nature of democracy, there's a duality to it. It has two sides to it. On the one hand, there's incredible strength, when a democracy is intact, what it does for its people in terms of the strength it gives its people and protects in terms of individual freedoms and rights, and liberties.
Yes.
There's an incredible strength in that, what it does for its people when it is intact. On the other hand, democracy, extraordinarily fragile. It's only as strong as our willingness to fight for it. That's by nature what a democracy is.
Okay.
It's about the people.
All right. So there's that. What do we resort to? Republicans want to bring back slavery. There you go. Let's take a break and come back. This is the Rob Carson Show. Hey guys, it's Carson for Ladder Life. One of my rules for to-dos is the simpler the task or project, the longer it takes to do it. I can tile a bathroom floor sooner than I'll replace a door hinge. I don't know why, but that's just how I roll. With regard to setting up term life insurance, it's easy with Ladder. It's 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork when you apply for $3 million of coverage or less. Just answer a few questions about your health on your application. Ladder customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they just made the Forbes Best Life Insurance 2021 list. Just get on your laptop or phone and apply. Ladder's smart algorithms work in real time, and you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees. Cancel at any time. Get a full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Hey, life insurance doesn't get cheaper with age, so cross it off your to-do list. Go to ladderlife.com/newsmax today to see if you're instantly approved. ladderlife.com/newsmax. Write it down. That's ladderlife.com/newsmax.
Let's make 2024 the year we turn back from nonsense to common sense. It's the Rob Carson Show.
Elect me. I'm in the 20th century. 21st century.
Well, there you go. That's the new slogan. Elect me. I'm in the 21st century. There you go. That's what you got, Democrats. There you go. That's your candidate. And your vice president is a moron. So there's that. I want to mention this real quick. RFK Jr.'s bump in polling fails to materialize as for his BP pick. You know why? Because nobody knows of her at all, and the only reason he chose her is because she was a millennial, and she had a lot of money. That's really it. Yeah, she chose the 38-year-old tech attorney. He said, for her experience in emerging technologies like AI and has been spoken positively about her track record on the environment and inquisitive mind. And what the hell does that have to do with the southern border or the economy? Well, nothing. Nothing, of course. But what it did was it made the rest of us realize how hard left Robert Kennedy Jr. is. And this is basically a Green Party candidacy. That's what this is. And nothing against RFK. I think he's got some really, I think he's a pretty decent guy. He just is an ignoramus when it comes to some things like green energy and all of that nonsense. So polling so far suggests that Shanahan hasn't done much to elevate Kennedy's campaign. A decision desk HQ, the Hill average of polls looking at a three-way between Kennedy, Trump, and Biden. That sounded weird. Has found little significant movement in the independent candidate. In a three-way matchup, Trump still beats Biden, and Kennedy trails with 8%. But it is a possibility of a little bit of a spoiler. A little bit of a spoiler. And I mention this, and it makes sense, because, you know, it's common sense, and that's kind of what I specialize in. The RFK versus Joe Biden. RFK doesn't have dementia, all right? And he's able to think clearly and speak. You know, his voice's got some problems with the voice, but you know, I mean, Biden's voice doesn't sound much better. And then there's his running mate, who is a smart young woman, and Kamala Harris is an idiot. So that's the choice. Then there's Cornel West, who, believe it or not, I know it comes as a shock. He actually picked a VP choice who went back to defunding the police. Her name is Malina Abdullah, which I believe is part of your brain. Isn't it? Medina Oblongata. No, Abdullah. Malina Abdullah. She was thrown out of a Los Angeles mayoral debate. She sued the Black Lives Matter organization. She's a big fan of anti-Semite Louis Farrakhan, and she supported defunded the police. But would you expect anything less from Cornel West, who has a snowball's chance in hell of becoming the president of the United States because he's a Marxist and has no chance. So there you go. Coming up, a lot of information about the economy, and we're just beginning to realize how bad things are, and how I'm personally glad that Jimmy Carter has lived to see a president who's much worse. Let's take a break and come back. This is the Rob Carson Show. All right, hour number two, the government abused FISA to go after Americans and Donald Trump, and it's been tabled for now. Mike Johnson in favor of it. Huh. Biden's economy much worse than you think. Joe Biden threatens Iran as it looks like Iran could have a nuke within weeks. And Alejandro Mayorkas and Chris Ray on Capitol Hill. Stick around.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.